Madrea was further from the coast than Los Cerros, yet conversely, it seemed to hold on to winter longer. David regretted his decision to save on gas money by walking when he left campus during a downpour. He kept his attention on the sidewalk, avoiding puddles while juggling a bag and his umbrella and what was left of his tea. At the crosswalk, he sneezed, which earned him a dirty look from a couple huddled together under one umbrella. He didn't blame them. Freezing wet weather was bad enough without being sick, too. David had been getting over his cold, but either the rain or the wind chill had brought it back with a vengeance. At the next corner, he gave up trying to get home dry and headed in the direction of Flora's place. There was a coffee shop across the street from Flora's that had reasonable prices, and David needed more tea. He would have preferred coffee, specifically his feel-good secret weakness of a mocha with whipped cream, but black tea was something he could actually taste at the moment. He'd been reviewing papers for 3 days, and teaching, and researching, all while sick. Cold medicine left him feeling groggy, so he avoided it, which hadn't helped him get enough rest, but at least left him able to think. He didn't know why he'd worried about that, since half the people hadn't even showed up to class today. He ducked into the shop and sighed in relief at the heated air before he stuck his umbrella in a stand. For mid-afternoon during the work week, the place was unusually crowded. David absently noted the low hum of many quiet conversations, but did his best to tune them out as he found a seat. Perfume and cologne mingled with the usual coffee and cinnamon scent of the shop, which made his poor nose itch. As soon as his eyes stopped watering, he was going to use this time to read something. In the meantime, he sipped his tea and squinted around the shop. The mood was more weekend than weekday, and there were red-dyed carnations at each table. The tables by the fireplace were all full. The music was tinkling piano. He frowned and swept a look over the windows facing the street, belatedly noticing the painted hearts on the glass. The sign by the register next to the display of chocolates offering 2-for-1 on the huge cupcakes suddenly made more sense. Valentine's Day. He wasn't surprised he'd forgotten the holiday's existence. He had no reason to remember it, not in the way the couples here did. But he paused to consider how much he'd been focused on work and school that he hadn't noticed the approach of something as ubiquitous as Valentine's Day. Then again, he'd hardly wanted to think about it. He didn't know what was sadder, that he hadn't had sex since Clematis, or the reason he hadn't. He'd resolved at New Year's not to do this to himself this year. His behavior at the Christmas party had decided him. He was going to do something about his stupid heart this year, one way or the other. It had been an easy resolution to make while drunk off cheap champagne on the roof of Floor's building, watching dozens of fairies with noisemakers dance around. They'd probably kissed everything in sight when the clock struck 12, but David had gone downstairs to sleep by then. He'd been going to take better care of himself this year, too. Clearly that resolution was already done for. He fought off a sneeze and glanced around again. The fairy behind the counter caught his eye. The pitying expression on her face when he'd bought a fresh tea made more sense now. David had thought it had been about his cold, but no, he was the lonely sick guy sitting by himself in a coffee shop filled with couples on romantic dates. He didn't sniffle. He was a grown man. He hunched over his tea and pulled out his phone to text someone, like people did when they were awkwardly alone. He asked Flora if he was going out tonight. David hadn't heard much on the crystal front, except to know that there was one, and it was complicated. To be honest, he was hesitant to ask too much. Flora had never gotten serious before, and if it wasn't going well, David wasn't sure how Flora would take it. Having your heart broken at such a young age was devastating. He absolutely didn't want Flora to experience that. On the other hand, David wasn't sure if Crystal was right for Flora, but maybe that was because she never seemed at ease with David around. She was friendly, but it all felt so distant. Or maybe she was just a hipster, and David was being sensitive. He got an answering text right away, startling him. "You coming over?" Flora continued to act as though David being busy for a week was an eternity. Unless all the excitement was for David's benefit, because Flora was probably fully aware of what day it was and was being considerate of David's current mood, or maybe his single status.